Hey everybody, welcome to More From Grid. It's Jake, and just Jake. This is a Frankencast, so Josh is not here because this is all just like editing stuff. So basically, Frankencast, if you're new, is all of the stuff that I cut out of the past season, the outtakes, the bits that went too long, the goofs that were funny to us, but maybe not necessarily conducive to like a good podcast experience. Now you get all that garbage here in this. And I think some of it's pretty funny. I can't wait till we get to the Tool Time episode, because, hoo boy, Tool Jail kind of killed us. At the end of the episode, I'll come back and I'll tell you where you can find us on the internet and go over that and kind of explain like a little bit about what else is going on for the hiatus. But right now, let's just jump into the goofs. What do you say? It's Morphin' Time. My friend Eli had little birds his whole life. They're called peep-peeps. I don't know what kind of bird they were, but his parents always had a cage full of peep-peeps. I don't know when it was. Sometime in middle or high school, he couldn't even hear them anymore. Not only because his hearing had gone and he couldn't hear above a certain pitch, like higher pitch, like birds mostly, right. But like he literally did not...
Just tuned them out.
He just tuned them
They're
out.
They're just part of the environment at that point.
And I was like, man, those peep-peeps are noisy today. And he's like, oh, are they... And then, oh, yeah, I guess you're right. You gotta shatter the glass for him. So just like a little bit of time, you'll get used to the tengas, like squawking around talking about nails on a chalkboard, as they do.
Speaking of that, before I talk about Pooh World Tour, there was a trailer for Ninja Turtles 2 before Star Wars, and I think it tricked me.
I saw a trailer. I did not see the one that you did, because Sasha told me. When she was taking me to Walmart, she told me about Casey Jones, and he was not in the trailer I saw.
Yeah, no, he's in there. He beats people up. He says, "I'm Casey Jones," and I was like, "Yeah, you are. You are Casey Jones."
Are we gonna go see it?
And then like, Bebop and Rocksteady show up, and the turtles just like,
and there's like,
they make a bad joke.
Dimension X stuff, I think.
But Bebop is like, "Oh, you guys got jokes," and then they just charge him, and I'm like, "Oh man, I think they tricked me." And there's definitely some like.
Dimension X.
It has
Krang.
To be Dimension X stuff because there's like spaceships attacking.
Yeah, we're gonna go see it. Dude, did you get my text on Monday about the sort of ghost crew that they started?
Yeah, I did.
It was kind of great, but they gave Curtis Axel a live mic. And oh god,
I read about it. I'm super pumped that Heath Slater got to pin Dolph Ziggler.
He pinned, and he's got a posse now. Like
he's got bros.
He's like, he's number one in the Four Horsemen. I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome.
Oh, and Damian Sandow wasn't even good enough to be on the jobber team.
No, they could have made it five, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no rules unless you put them on yourself.
Yeah. But, like, they gave Curtis Axel, everyone said, like, a little thing, and Curtis Axel grabbed the mic, and that dude is not ready to be talking on television.
This is the beginning of the genesis of the dawn of the Axel era, the beginning of Axel time.
It was basically the genesis of McGillicuddy again, but, like, mad and unfocused. If you can call the McGillicuddy speech focused in any way. I'm probably gonna cut this.
Okay.
There is a vine that Griffin McElroy.
I saw it. I showed it to Sasha.
Yeah. Just stop.
I did not expect him to look like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. Like I don't know what any of them look like.
I do. You can find out. It's pretty easy. They don't look like each other though. Which
no.
Is weird. and they don't sound like each other. Which is weird.
Well, I mean,
you think Travis
Justin
and Justin
Travis
do.
Sound very different, but I always think that they're the other one.
Right.
Griffin is very different from those two.
Yeah.
And then their dad, just like, who talked to these kids growing up?
I don't know. Their mom, maybe? Yeah, that vine. I remember that vine because I've been laughing about that vine since it came out. And I was like, oh, that's the perfect thing for how I feel today. Train is not MVP.
No, Train is never MVP. Unless we get to Train Ranger.
Oh, Power Rangers. I don't think we're getting it over here.
Dino Supercharge Rail Force. Power Rangers Rail Force.
Power Rangers Hobo Force. Oh, if they were all hobos, that would be great.
Sixth Ranger's a cowboy. Oh, no, that's
Ninja. Ninja. That we're going to get.
His morph is a fucking cheeseburger.
Yep.
Oh, I love it.
It was when...
Dogumon.
It might have been Dokomon. I don't think it's that. It's when I believe Armadillo Mon and Patamon.
So clever. Fused. Digimon is so clever with names. Armadillo Mon? Come on.
Yeah, but okay. That's fair, right? But for every Armadillo Mon, there's like Machop.
Because he's a macho and he karate chops.
He's an armadillo and a monster. It's the same thing. No, it's literally the same thing.
Talonflame is probably more along the naming
convention. Well, there's also Gabumon. I don't know what Gabu is, but he's like a little wolf guy with a unicorn horn. And there's Agumon, who's a dinosaur.
I searched Dogumon, and I'm just getting pictures of Agumon.
Okay.
That's not it.
That's not it. I don't remember what it's called, but it's I think it's when TK and Cody's Digimon fuse together. DNA Digivolve, I think. It's been a while since I've seen season 2 of Digimon. Anyway. Turbo kicks ass. And you're going to see that. And you're going to be like, wow, I was wrong. Because Turbo is so good.
Turbo kicks my ass, maybe.
Turbo is so good at being a Power Rangers.
No. I don't think I'm going to say that.
This is better than Zeo. This is
so good. I'm definitely not going to say that.
Everything makes sense. It isn't stupid at all. So I found out you can buy Prime Star remotes, and I almost did.
Why?
I don't know,
what
Josh.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. We talked about Prime Star in the last episode that went up. Because we talk about it more than any other podcast on the internet in the history of ever.
Oh, what if there's a Prime Star podcast where they just talk about Prime Star?
Well, then I need to be on it.
You are the resident Prime Star.
Clearly, I am the internet's leading Prime Star expert. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, ready a bit.
Now I have to yawn.
We're never coming back. It's just going to be back and forth yawning from here on out.
I almost bought a Wii game that was 90 great games for $5.
Stop it. I can't even handle 10 great games.
I almost bought 90.
The games were too great, Jake.
Then there's another one that was 7 party games for 50 cents. I almost bought
50
both of them.
Cents?
Yeah. I figured they'll be available at any GameStop we go to, so.
50 cents? What did they buy it for, a penny? We will give you. There were a couple games I tried to trade in. They were like old DS games, and they were like, "Oh, we'll get 10 cents for that." And I was like, "I'm just gonna keep that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna trade it in for couch change."
Right. Took a quiz. Turns out I'm Sailor Chibi.
I would like to take that quiz.
It's just
so that I will know which character I am that I'm unfamiliar with.
It's one question, and it's what is your zodiac sign?
Is that legit?
Yep. Yep. They were doing it on Taylor Business, and I was like, well, I need to find out. And I did, and I was like, oh, that's appropriate.
Oh, man. Speaking of that, I thought about Mr. Game & Watch for like a little too long at work today and had like a minor existential crisis because he's 2D.
Yeah.
Which means if you're not looking at him face on, then he's not there.
No, right. So the characters can't see him.
Right.
From their
only
point of
we
view.
Can see him. And I was like, nope, I can't go down this rabbit hole. And then I was like, but what if you tried to turn him? Could you? And then I was like, I have to stop thinking about that.
I mean, if you look at the trophy, it's like you can make it disappear when you spin it
right.
to the side.
Oh, God, it's so crazy weird.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Good thing it's just a video game and not real life.
Right.
God, stop yawning, for fuck's sake.
Nope. That's all we do now. Yawns all the way down.
I hate it. So, train. Train.
Oh, I heard you were done yawning.
The train this morning was so loud. Like, I stepped out of my front door, and I thought that it was in my house.
Yeah, I don't know why some of them are like 20 miles away, and then some of them are just in my room.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. If we did, okay, this is not a real thing that could ever happen, but if we did a podcast about New England slang, it would be called Bang-a-Yui.
Bang-a-Yui.
Everyone would expect it to be Wicked Pissa. No.
Too obvious.
No, way too obvious.
Way too obvious. Be banging Yui. now that you were like, that's not a regular thing that most people know, in my head, it doesn't make any sense anymore. You shattered the glass on banging Yui.
That kind of happened to me with Wicked shortly after I moved here.
Oh, no, that's just...
I said it at work, and Jasmine was like, oh, it's so neat that you say Wicked. And I was like, oh, fuck.
No, well, cause, like...
I still say it.
Yeah, well, but... when I went to... It was the same thing when I went to college, and, like, when I... Because I was in Florida with a bunch of people not from Florida, from, like, everywhere. And I was like, oh, Wicked. And someone from Oklahoma, my friend Kaylee, was like, what?
And yeah, because I think I said, I was like, yeah, it was, like, Wicked busy yesterday. And she was like, oh, that's so weird that you say Wicked. You know, what am I supposed to say? Very? That sucks.
Well, y'all? Oh, it's y'all busy out there. Stupid Southerners. What's it called? Sowing the Seeds of Evil? No, that was...
A Few Bad Seeds.
A Few Bad Seeds.
No, there we go. That should be good.
I don't want to go to regular Wikipedia. I want to go to very specific Wikipedia.
Hey, hey. Yeah, that's fine. All right. Cool.
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 K-E-W-L, which people typed, and I'm like, that's not even easier to type.
It just looks cool.
It looks cooler.
It's not cooler. We're gonna shift into the turbo.
Yeah.
Hey, Jake, are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's rock it!
I'm very excited for that. You know what I'm not ready for?
What?
Megaforce, go do your Megaforce thing now, Megaforce!
Doesn't it just switch back to its Morphin time at some point?
It does in Dino Charge.
Okay.
I think.
Time to charge up!
No, they don't say time to charge up.
Get charged!
Nope.
Gonna get charged. Dino Charge!
Did you ever get charged?
John Cena, did you ever get charged?
Whatever you
get right. Charged up like Donkey Kong. Like in Smash Brothers?
Okay, it took me a second.
But I've always charged him a punch when I'm Donkey Kong. You okay? Do you need a soda? What is your problem, man?
It's late and it's real warm in here.
I'm in pants. It's only 7:41. We did this yesterday and you were fine.
It wasn't so hot.
Get it together, Mason.
I'm trying.
Need a fan?
No, then just be like in the back right. The whole time. There's no business like snow business.
Yeah, snow is the second business.
Okay. I keep trying to make them both. Snow's the second no, not the second business. It's only...
Well, the first business is no business, and then second business is snow business.
I see what you're saying. All right, whenever you're ready. Oh, well, yeah. What?
We went to Austin Books and Comics and Guzu Gallery because I needed a new wallet.
Sure.
And it looks like shortly after we left Guzu Gallery, President fucking Obama showed up.
Huh.
So that happened today. No, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do? We just like, sorry, I just got to stop in and get my comics? Like, what comics do you think Obama?
Well, he was at Guzu Gallery, not the comic shop.
That's even weirder.
It is.
Why was it? What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Or better yet, if we could get that P.O. box.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Well, it's in New York City, so.
Look, I'm not saying it would be practical. I'm just saying. I mean, we live in a zip code that ends with an 8. We might be able to...
To trick them into thinking we're in New York City?
No, but like the rhyme would still work, you know? No, it wouldn't, because state... You don't say Texas State.
Yeah.
That's dumb. Never mind. Forget it.
Austin City. Texas State.
78758. No, that would not work.
Here comes the power, yeah.
Oh, you remember? That song was the baddest.
Power Glove bad.
Actual bad.
Actual bad.
But with like a taste, like a little taste of Power Glove bad. I think I fucked up. I think I just jumped right into Benford Tools Proud to Present Home Improvement. So I think it works. I think it works.
Yeah, whatever. I just realized in this moment how big of fucking nerds we are. So doing a fucking episode of a fake home improvement podcast for a goof.
For a goof.
Oh, it's going to be like half an hour long.
Yep.
How long was the Beetleborgs one?
Oh, I feel like it was like an hour and a half. You get out of tool jail.
I can't believe this. The rest of the podcast is us laughing at that awful, stupid joke. I messed up.
We might have to pause.
Jesus. Tool jail. I don't know, Josh.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. I hope everyone else laughs as hard as I did at that.
Me too. All right.
Hang on, I'm covered in tears now.
They're just going to be there. Just let them dry on your face as a mark of shame for me making the dumbest joke on the podcast.
Okay. You want me to do the Patreon stuff? Now that you're dead from tool jail?
Yes. What's up? Season 4 Frankencast, how are you? Extras for a Digimon podcast, you get Home Improvement. Damn it. Damn it.
That's not as bad. That's not.
I think I can cut
maybe
it.
Maybe take it again. You gotta warn me about these things.
They're just coming to me, John.
Can't just bring tool jail on me. Okay.
Oh, those would be good knuckles. It was just tool jail.
You got it in. Good.
Every time. It's just not an episode of Warper Group. Jake isn't gross. Jake isn't a fucking gross boy.
About to start recording. Better belch right into the mic.
Here we go.
Ladies, the Morphin Gray, everybody.
Please form an orderly line to the left.
I am a yuck boy. You get it.
Yeah. You get it.
There was a lady walking her tiny little chihuahua on my way over here, like the building next to mine, and I walked by and he did not like how close I was, I guess. He didn't bark at me, but he like looked at me and was like, so I just got off the sidewalk and I was like, I don't want any trouble.
I love dogs like that. They're like, you're like, come on.
It's your chihuahua.
I can pick you up.
You're not going to do anything to me. I'll just grab you by your face. You're defenseless.
I can palm you. I bit the shit out of my cheek the other night and it's just like the worst. It woke me up. Like I woke
up.
You
did it in your sleep?
I did it in my sleep three nights ago, and then two nights ago, I woke up because I hit it or something while I was sleeping. It was terrible. I thought for one second you were going to say it's SpongeBob time.
Nope. I saw that Splatfest, and I was like, come on.
I heard about that today, yeah. And I was like, what is going on with the whole world?
Everywhere I turn, there's a SpongeBob.
Everywhere you look, there's a sponge.
And he's Bob.
Ba-da-ba-ba. No one knows the words.
Square pants, hold on to. I'm glad they don't play that commercial in electronics anymore. That's just all of their old catchphrases.
Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my Lanta. Oh, my Lanta. How rude. Oh, my Lanta. Kimmy Gibbler. What did she say? She didn't say anything.
No, she walks into the kitchen and says, "Heidi ho, neighbor." Neighborinos?
That's Wilson.
She says it.
Did they both say it?
Maybe.
Was that a thing? In the 90s? Is that just a thing?
It might have been. Oh, and then there's the cut it out. And how rude. And
I remember how rude.
They call Michelle, but I can't remember what Michelle's was. But they, like.
You got it, dude.
Yeah, DJ Stephanie?
Steph.
And Stephanie? Kimmy. They call Michelle on the phone, and they all gather around this phone receiver and yell, "You got it, dude," into her voicemail. That's the whole joke.
I gotta watch Fuller House. It sounds like it might be like just bad enough to be incredible. I'm going to yawn for the 40th time.
That seemed unnecessary.
No, it's a complain yawn.
Now I'm going to have some water.
It's a complain yawn.
Complain?
That's better. Yawn lane? No, we'll go with complain.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Now he's serious. Now he's serious, mad Chris Jericho. I beat up AJ Styles.
I like Jerk Jericho better than not Jerk Jericho, though.
He's definitely a better old jerk than a midlife crisis.
Yeah, for sure. Also, sidebar, we just got a payment from the Nintendo Creators Program. So oh,
did it say how much?
It did not.
Oh.
I'm excited to see how much. We might get like a plural dollar. It's dead for 2 months, so like we might get plural dollars.
Ooh, that might be like 36 cents.
So anyway, what?
I just got the email. Do you want to know how much it is?
Yes.
6 cents.
That's it?
That's it. That's it.
That's like nothing, though. That's for 2 months?
Just thought you'd like to know, Nintendo of America sent you 6 cents. It doesn't say why. This is just the PayPal email.
Oh. Preach, Nintendo.
We'll leave that in there for our for the benefit of our patrons if we ever
need rainy day fund. All right. Anyway. 6 cents. Not even a dime?
Why don't they just wait until it's a real amount like Redbubble does? Like, we're not sending you your money until it hits $20.
Right? But then we never get our money. We would eventually.
Yeah.
Come back to the power chamber. Tommy had oh, no.
Trey broke you. He broke you.
He done me dirty. Well,
take a sip. All right, take a drink.
I can't
get it out. Trey is the motherfucking Dark Link.
Oh, God. I just need to take this one sip, Jay. Get it together. Nope, not doing it. I guess not doing it.
I'm trying to just stay as regular as I can. I don't want... I'm trying to not contribute to this. I saw this thing on Twitter. It was a tweet, obviously. That was just...
Good.
The plot of Hyrule Warriors. Time Mage or whatever. Whatever Lana is.
Yeah.
Lana slash Sia. It's complicated.
Okay.
Link, you're so dreamy. And then Ganondorf... Get it, girl. That is basically the plot of Hyrule Warriors. And now I can't stop saying get it, girl. So
I have been trying semi-successfully to in equal parts not keep saying you look good, girl, and also figure out how to work that in everywhere. Because Astronautilus did that at his last concert, talking about how Austin after South by Southwest is a totally different person than Austin during South by Southwest. And he's like, yeah, yeah, you're on that health goth kick. You got up early, took a shower. You look good, girl. You look good. So that's just been kind of trickling around in my head. Did you see my lunch tray?
I did not.
Okay.
This is what the lunch tray in my head is.
Nope, that's way too many compartments.
I don't know.
All you 1% billionaires with your fancy lunch trays.
Look, I went to Ringe Memorial. Not a very fancy school.
I don't know where. I went to a lot of schools. I went to 3 elementary schools, 1 middle school, and 2 high schools.
3 elementary schools?
Yeah, K-3 was in one building, and then 4th was in another. And then 5 and 6 were in another one, and then middle school was its own thing. And then there were 2 high schools after that. Because I moved. In the middle of high school.
But all your elementaries were in, like, the same town?
Yeah.
They have their own lunchrooms?
They're different schools.
But they're all in the same... How big is Orange?
It was in Athol.
How big is Athol?
Not that big. Sander Street only has K through 3rd. I think Ellen Bigelow is where I went for 4th. But I think they have lower grades there, too. And then River Bend is literally right next to Ellen Bigelow. And that's where I went to 5 and 6.
That's insane. That's insane to me.
Yep. I think Ellen Bigelow used Riverbend's lunch, like, cafeteria.
Okay.
Because it was literally, like, from this building to the one back there.
There was like a little a courtyard in between them, essentially.
Yeah, but it was paved.
Well, of course. Right. That's insane. That's
yeah, and one of them, I don't know which one, was just a tray, like
blank,
no compartments or anything. It's just a brown tray.
Do you just like put all your food on it?
The food came on plates, I think.
Oh, who's the 1% billionaire now? You can afford plates.
I guess that was me, wasn't it?
There's also one of the people, my favorite memory of high school, not favorite memory, but my favorite memory of this election season for class, you know, class president and all that, student council. That's the word I'm looking for. One of the other people running for student council, we were all in like the school, we were in the cafeteria and they were like explaining what was happening. And one of the other people running like smiled at Jacob because they like, you know, their eyes met or whatever. And Jacob turned away and she turned away and I didn't for whatever reason. And I saw her and she turns over to her friend and she goes, "I hate that guy." No idea why. So Jacob and I still laugh about that sometimes. All right, ready? Oh God. Oh,
I'm not ready.
Oh, that was close. Oh, I saw a light flash before my eyes. I almost threw my phone right in my neck. Oh, it landed. And I just...
How am I going to reach this kid?
It got out of my hand and I was like, oh God, no!
Oh no, it's wrecking everything.
And then it didn't, and I was just...
I can't even remember the accent I did. That's how fucking goofy
it
was.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh, there it is.
Oh no, it's wrecking everything! Stupid. MNPR will always have a special place. Let me try that again. MNPR will stop laughing. Also, Shannon Maynard, you're so good at this. Second Pokestagram. I got.
She's just fucking sketching like this elf hero with a dragon, and I'm thinking, I'm like, maybe I could draw Kirby in a cute hat. The cute hat would be the hard part. I'm very new at this.
Oh, hey, look, you got to start somewhere. That's Kirby's right. A real
Kirby's
good place.
The perfect place. You don't have to worry about proportions too much. He has no fingers.
No, he's just circles.
No
he's just,
hair to worry
he's
about.
He's just several circles. That's it. I'm lead detective.
Oh, I basically ripped off the inside of their cover, huh? Whoops.
Whatever. Look, that's Nakey. Who cares?
That's Nakey Green Ranger. That's stupid. Also, the inside cover is always green, isn't it? It's not the Green Ranger comic book, though. He said.
He's a fucking liar.
That's the comic review for issue 2. We'll see you guys for issue 3. Turbo coming.
Oh. Turbo's coming!
No.
It's shifting! I can't wait. I love that theme song. It's so butt rocky.
Do I remember it?
Shifting in and a turbo. And at least that's in the movie. I don't know if that's in the, that's in the show or not.
I can't remember. I know it. I know I've had it stuck in my head before, but I can't pull it up now.
Shift in to turbo.
I just keep coming back to Lost Galaxy. I don't know.
That's all I really remember. I remember In Space. Whenever you're ready.
I don't even remember that one.
Flying higher than ever before.
Power Rangers.
In Space.
See, I did Lost Galaxy again. I have to get with the Coke guy. Be like, hey, are we going to get some of the Ecto-Cooler? Yeah,
give me that sweet, sweet Ecto-Cooler.
Just leave one in the back.
If it was the old Coke guy, he would have done it.
Right.
I don't know about this new Coke guy.
There was a Coke guy today that I've never seen before.
What happened to the old guy? He was good. He was the only good one.
I don't know if he changed routes or I don't know. We got a new like district manager for Coke, so everything's different. Because it can't just like keep what works. Nobody can just keep what works. Frustrating world we live in.
I gotta get out of retail. I think that's a problem. I think that's our major problem right now is retail, in a nutshell. I saw this grackle the other day. I was walking home. It was like, it rained. There's a puddle.
Yeah.
The grackle ran up, scooped some water as like a drive-by, ran out of the puddle.
Have you ever seen them taking then, a bath in the puddle?
And then made a lap and did it again. I just watched him for like 3 minutes, just constantly do it. I was like, you can just stay in there and drink, dude.
Yeah, sometimes they just get like in the puddle and they just splash around in it like an idiot. There was one today when I was walking home that like jumped up to fly away, but there was a gust of wind that blew him back. So he landed on the ground with his mouth agape and just like ran instead. Like he was embarrassed. He was like,
I
love these dumb birds that we have here.
I came home and I don't know if it was a grackle. It was like brown.
Might have been a lady grackle.
Might have been a lady grackle. But it was just sitting on my steps and I almost stepped on it and it didn't fly away. It was like, excuse me.
They don't fly away until there's no other option.
Excuse me. I'm a bird here. Please mind your own business, giant featherless bird. Anyway,
they're so stupid. I love them.
Back to Power Rangers. Enough Grackle talk. Welcome to Grackle Cast.
We could probably do it. We won't. I won't.
No, you've hit a limit.
And that's it for the Frankencast. This hiatus. Normally, I have two, but we normally have more. I don't know if this is a sign of us getting better or me just not taking the time to cut everything out. But either way, this is it. This is all the outtakes. I hope you enjoyed it. MorphinGrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is HeyJakeAndJosh.com. That's where the archives of all of our first and second season episodes are. So if for some reason this is your first episode, and you're like, yeah, I'll check this out, where are the first season and most of the second season? Well, iTunes done us dirty, and we're working on fixing that. Hopefully, by the end of hiatus, we will have fixed that problem. That's my goal. Gotta talk to Josh about it. But that's the plan. So that way you can just like see all the episodes. What a novel concept. But in the meantime, heyjakeandjosh.com. Click on Morphin Grid. There's an archive. You can listen to them there. If you want to email us, you can do that at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at Morphin Grid. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/TheMorphinGrid. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on Google Play. If you want to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher, please do so. It helps us out a ton. We really appreciate it, and it helps move us up the ranks so people can see us, make us more visible. And lastly, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh. If you enjoy this podcast and you want to hear more different stuff, you can go to patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh, like I think I just said. But honestly, it's been 2 seconds, and I guess my brain reset. But go there, and if you pledge a couple bucks a month, you can get some cool stuff. You get early access to our comic reviews and exclusive access to our Morphinomentaries, which is where Josh and I provide commentary over episodes of Power Rangers. We didn't do any last month because of Josh's vacation in the beginning and then just me getting very busy, but we're going to be doing more this month. I want to sit down and just like crank out like 8 or 9 and then just like have them just in case. But also, we just hit the goal where we will watch and review the first 5 episodes of the Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills series that was on USA for a season. Don't know when. I'm very excited to watch it. I have it on DVD, but I haven't watched it yet. So this is going to be a good excuse to do that. But the thing about those is that they are Patreon exclusive until the next 5 episodes are hit, which is every $150. So either you gotta wait like a long time, like who knows how long, or you can just like go give any amount and you will get access to the Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes. Thank you very much for listening again. I hope you enjoyed. I had a lot of fun listening back to this. Man, we talk about Prime Star a lot, and by we, I mean I specifically talk about Prime Star maybe more than any human ever has, including every Prime Star executive ever. We got a couple more episodes. We got the Morphies. We got the we're doing Turbo Power Rangers movie to end out the hiatus. And then we have a crossover episode that we are planning right now. I got to confirm some stuff, but that should be real fun. I'm very excited about that. I'm not even going to say who it is because you probably have figured it out by now. But in case you haven't, it's going to be a surprise. But that's it. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, may the power protect you. Hi-ya!